because I'm a frozen asshole. Right, so I gotta set the camera up, guys. I fucked up. Kevin, come help me here. I can only do this with one hand. Just pull that damn thing up. Okay.
It's not on the volume, right?
Make sure it's not on the volume control. Are we good?
Right there, it should be good. Yeah.
Okay. Let's tilt this sucker a little.
I never come up front here. Let's go.
There's Kevin. Hey.
What's good, everybody?
All right. There is Kevin. He never does come up for the intro. Hey. So I got a new t-shirt this week, and you know, folks, I have to tell you the truth. This whole time, and this is what we're going to talk about today, I have been a member of the Illuminati.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. That's perfect.
And I finally got my reward. They finally sent it in the mail. All the shit they promised me, all the money, all the fame, all the glory. They said they were sending the package in the mail, and here it is. I joined the Illuminati. And all I got was this lousy t-shirt. And this is the truth. Now, I joined the Illuminati and all I got was this lousy t-shirt. And that's probably about all you're going to get out of these fucks, because they promise you the world and they take it away at the end. So, I mean, all these people who think they're fucking, they're so great, putting the little tattoos of the eye and they wear their shit and they do this crap. You know, hey, fuck you. They do that. They all think they're going to find their reward from whoever this eye is. And you know what in the end they get? Get, just like everyone else, like I always said, they get fucked. And they get fucked like everyone else, and they end up with just a lousy t-shirt. That's about it. Because the fucking riches and the fame and all that shit they promise you, it's only temporary and they can take it away at a moment. So anyway, let's get on with the red pill.
Killer intro, by the way.
Thank y'all.
That's hilarious.
Are we there? Oh yeah, we can see. We can see the light.
We're there, everybody. You're tuned back into the red pill with Joseph Peterson, truthisscary.com, and I'm Kevin Szabo. And I'm glad to be back in the studio, man. I need this. It's like my therapy for the week.
Oh, I gotta tell you, I need therapy. Anyway, so here we are. We made it.
Yes, we did.
We made it. The blood moon is over. There was no aliens. There was no end of the world. There was no mega earthquake, no asteroid, nothing. Or was there?
Well,
no. Or was there? So, obviously, this thing is just like we talked about last week. It was probably going to be nothing.
Yeah.
But it was more of a cosmic event, a lining up of the stars, the four blood moons. This is when you put forth things out into the universe that you want to happen.
Yeah.
This is how you can accelerate things, by using the stars, the moons, and all that, and planning your events around that.
Okay? Right.
So they did it with December 21st, 2012. You know, they planned everybody getting all the energy together. And they did the Sandy Hook shooting a week before that, you know, because they wanted to accelerate the New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see what happened.
Yeah.
And then this is the same thing. This four blood moons, the Shemitah and all that will accelerate the path to the New World Order.
Right.
Okay. And this is really what I said was going to happen. And this is what is going to happen. And I'm going to be honest with you. Knowing this, I put forth a bunch of shit into the universe over those 5 days. Absolutely. I had the candles going, dude. I was in a fucking trance during that thing.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Taking that time.
Always positive. Meditation. Very much connected. But I was putting forth things that I wanted to happen into the universe. Okay? And during those 5 days, I was taking actions to make that, you know what I mean? Just planting little seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that's how you make shit happen. But this is just for my own personal life. Things I want in my life. Things to manifest.
And it's a good time to be focusing on things like
that. Yeah, because I know the stars and moons are aligned and ripe for that shit.
Yeah.
So during the blood moon actual eclipse, I watched the beginning of it. But during that whole time, I was actually meditating. And putting forth things. I had candles going, the whole freaking deal. Incense, the whole deal. For me, that was how I took advantage of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like I should take advantage of it. They're taking advantage of it. I should take advantage of it, right? So I'm going to tell you how they took advantage of it, all right? So like I said, this was a setting forth of the next phase of the New World Order, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at what happened over those 5 days and the climactic event that happened at the end that nobody even realized was the climactic event.
Okay.
Okay, so we had during that time, first of all, the CERN fired off, but nothing happened.
No shit.
I haven't heard anything about that, have you? I don't even know if they fucking did it. You know what I mean, really. But the Pope was here in the United States.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that, people don't realize, that Pope is the New World Order Pope. The message he is putting forth is the New World Order Illuminati message.
He's easing them into it.
Yeah, he's a false prophet. I'm going to tell you that right now. This Pope is a false prophet. Now, this comes from, and this is interesting how this ties into my past. About 5 years ago, I interviewed a guy named Leo Zagami, right? Now, Leo Zagami is an ex-Illuminati. He's a defector. He defected, and he was holed up in the Vatican for a while. He's a very biblical scholar. He studies, you know, the whole Catholic thing and their involvement in the Illuminati. And he's the one who, I did an hour and a half interview with him when I first started Truth is Scary. He's the one who told me, he laid out the plan for the New World Order, who told me about 2012 and how it was not going to be anything big and how it was just the end of the age, you know, and they were going to start accelerating. He told me it would take 7 years. And he definitely told me first 3 years was laying the foundation. After that, the next 4 years, you're going to see it accelerate. Within 7 years, he said, the new world, 7 years from December 21st, 2012, the New World Order will be in place. And 2015 was 3 years after December 21st, 2012.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's right on point, right, with what he told me. And he told me a bunch of other shit. And he's always been right on point. Everything he has told me has been right on point.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw an interview with him, interesting enough, I think it was yesterday, about the Pope's visit. So I had to watch it. So he broke down the Pope's opening speech at the UN. And he says that usually when a Catholic priest or a bishop or anybody, even the Pope, goes and introduces himself, he says, you know, welcome everybody. I come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and his Father. You know. And
yeah.
Right. They always say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one didn't. He said, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I come in my name, in the name of the Holy Catholic Church. Now, Leo Zagami broke that down. And he said, there you go. Right there is his cryptic message that he gave you. Instead of introducing himself like normal, he introduces himself, I come in my name, in the name of the Holy Roman Catholic Church. He does not say, I come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and his Father, whatever that, you know what they say. They all say it.
Yeah.
He didn't say that. So he pointed back to a biblical reference where St. Peter says, I will come in the name of the Lord and you will not listen to me. But he who comes in his own name, you shall listen.
Oh,
and that is a false prophet. And he said that right there in the Bible. It's in there. So Zagami pointed back to that. And he said, that is the Pope comes in his own name, not in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Just by him saying that. And the fact that he says, pray for me. You're not supposed to, the priests are not, they don't ask you to pray for them unless they're ill.
Yeah.
If maybe if a priest had cancer, hey, I have cancer, pray for me. That's vampire-ish. He says he's trying to suck the energy, just like these stars and the celebrities. He's one of them. He said that's vampire. He says, pray for me. He's supposed to be giving blessings to the people and praying for them.
Yeah.
The fact that he always asks for them to pray for him shows that he is like vampiric in nature, an energy vampire. He sucks the energy out of the people. He's ego. He's just looking for the adulation and the worship of the people, really.
Yeah.
So he's in it for his ego. I come in my name. And the video clip was there. I saw it. I come in my name in the name of the Roman Catholic Church. So that right there tells you that this Pope is an Illuminati Pope, basically. And the message that he, and I knew it. Even if you looked at the Time magazine, when he first was named, it said New World Pope. I mean,
yeah,
they have,
yeah, exactly.
Yes,
right.
They have been pushing this guy. He's a false prophet, and that, of course, was prophesied in the Bible, that towards the end time, many, many false prophets will come around. And this is what we're going to talk about later, false prophets, because there's false prophets in all sides of the this whole thing, okay? Yeah. And this is why I talked about this in the beginning. I'm really the Illuminati, ha, 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 right? Mm-hmm. I'd be rich if I was.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting in a fucking rented studio here at a school, you know? I'd have my own goddamn studio in the house, you know, like certain people live in Texas or live down in Mexico.
Fucking rented studio.
Yeah, you know, please. So, but anyway, back to the false prophet probe. So there's number one. The Pope was here in the U.S. He addressed the Congress. And mm-hmm. and what happened the day after the Pope spoke in Congress?
I wasn't really paying
John
attention.
John Boehner quit.
Oh, that's right, right.
John Boehner quit.
Right, right.
This all happened during the 5-day period, right?
Yeah, okay.
John Boehner quit.
I saw that.
Big, big. Pope comes to speak. John Boehner quits. The UN coincidentally at the same time is having a huge summit during the 5 days, 23rd to the 28th, right?
Mm-hmm, I read about that.
Big summit, right? Obama meets with Putin. No fucking deal. They're still at odds.
Oh, man.
They didn't agree on shit. All right? Big. The Pope speaks. That's where he says, I come in my name and the name. Pope speaks in front of the United Nations. Big Council on Families in Philadelphia. Pope speaks. So the Pope coming to the U.S. during those 5 days. The U.N. summit during those 5 days. John Boehner quitting is all setting in motion all these things that are going to accelerate the New World Order. Because believe me, whoever gets in there with John Boehner is one of them. Whoever takes his place, trust me. And the Pope is, you know, that was just real obvious, okay? He got this nation suckered. Suckered.
Yeah, he's like doing away with religion in a way.
Well, this is what Leo Zagami says. He is the last Pope. He is the guy to do away with the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but isn't that, I mean.
That it's part of the New World Order. It has to happen. Look, I'm not arguing. Look, nobody says I disagree with every part of the fucking shit. I believe religion has to go.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
It's just, what are they going to put in his place? Is it going to be freedom to believe whatever you want? Or are they going to try and put this fucking one world religion, Lucifer shit in there? Which, truthfully, look, some of it, I believe the man can ascend into a godlike state, you know, and all that, and mm-hmm. all that. But I don't believe in that middleman shit.
Right.
Jesus, Lucifer, I don't need that. Just go right direct. Fuck you. What do I need a middleman for? A salesman, you know?
Exactly. Pretty much.
You know, anyway. So, and I like the, look, I've read the Lucifer shit, I've read Jesus, I mean, it's fine. But I don't have to pledge my life to anybody.
It just seems like it is, this whole thing with the Pope is reflecting an attitude that people are, it's starting to show that people are really getting fed up with religion.
Yeah.
And it's like he's playing right into that by saying things that people like you and I would have said back in the day. Like, you know, anybody with just a fucking brain would just say, hey, you know, you don't have to go to church to be spiritual. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that.
Right.
And suddenly that's common and accepted. So that's, it seems like everybody in a way is sort of in a roundabout way celebrating the downfall of religion.
Yeah, absolutely. As it's going and that's down. Why he's doing it. You know, nice and easy.
Yeah.
Nice and easy. Get them into it. And then U.S. is the biggest fucking one. He has to come over here and win the people over. Yeah. So that was all very key. Like I said, during those 5 days is when you set shit in motion. Now, the capper was the big announcement that they made on Monday. I mean, people think that is a shit. Oh, big deal. Dude, that's huge to find running water on Mars. And they did that on the 28th, which was the last day of that cycle.
Yeah.
After the day after the blood moon.
I was pumped about it when they announced they were going to announce
it. So, okay. That was what I predicted. My friend texted me and he said, what do you predict they're going to announce? And I predicted they were going to announce that they found water on Mars and that Mars could sustain life.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Okay. And that's exactly what they announced.
Yeah.
I thought they might go a little further and say they found signs of life.
I was hoping they would. Yeah.
I would. I thought they might, but they didn't. But that's just phase one. This is very important that they kick that off on the 28th because this is the first step towards disclosure. And we all know what disclosure leads to, right?
Yeah.
So when they say these four blood moons hails the coming of the Antichrist, they're not bullshitting. Okay? Because the Antichrist, let's face it, it's going to be some kind of alien or something.
Yeah.
Or some kind of, you know, whatever. Or maybe not, but whatever. It's what these events set in motion is that. You know what I mean? It's not saying he was going to come down from the fucking sky right after the blood moon. You know, the skies are going to open up and down comes the Antichrist.
Yeah.
And that's what all these idiots think because they've been raised on the Bible. You know, they look for these instant gratification. But what they really don't know is the people in charge are just putting things out there so they get the energy of the people into the right frame so they can use that energy for their own purposes.
Yes.
So, but you have to really understand the spiritual world for that, you know, how that all works.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's what happened during this time. The Blood Moon was awesome. I watched it.
I did too,
fucking
yeah.
Awesome. I mean, what I saw, like I said, I meditated, but I have a perfect window in my house where the moon or the sun shines right at it at the right time.
Yeah, no street lights fucking it up.
No, man, I don't know how I got, well, I don't know, but it's great. It's just this one little window that I have up in my attic, and that's where I set up my little thing there, and it shines right
Yeah, I was checking it out.
It was perfect. And I had binoculars. It was awesome. I stayed out there for a while. Just absorb it, you know, absorb the energy. Mm-hmm. We were lucky we didn't have chemtrails. Some people had chemtrails sprayed over. I posted something on the site of it.
Yeah.
L.A., they chemtrailed the shit out of it. I had a clear night. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I was in New Haven. It was clear.
So it was cool. It was fun. I enjoyed that. And I really feel like after that, for me anyway, my mental mindset has changed because of the stuff I put forth. You know, and I really feel like that stuff is going to happen for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like I was trying to, it was all good stuff, you know what I mean? Just putting positive things out there that I want to happen in my life.
Right.
So for those of you who are disappointed, don't be. Just keep your eyes open what's happening. Here's my little predictions, okay? Things will start to see, you have seen already this week, the fucking stock market is starting to tank.
Yep.
Starting to tank finally. You'll see that happen. That'll happen before Christmas, just like it did before. You will, I believe, I don't know how soon this is going to happen, but you will see World War III start, something close to it, in Syria. That's always been the prophecy, that World War III would start in a small country in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thought it was going to be Israel, because Israel is a shit starter. But, of course, Syria fits the bill perfectly, and it makes a lot of sense. So they've got that set up to go. So these are the things you're going to see to accelerate. You'll see the downfall of the religion. And I do believe you're going to see more and more announcements from NASA about Mars.
I hope so.
For sure.
Fucking exciting.
That are going to lead to disclosure. But it's just, you have to watch the timing of that stuff. You know what I mean? And that's why they made those announcements and made those moves with the Pope and the John Boehner, the UN, and all these different things were happening right during those 5 days. Because these are the things they want to set forth. You better believe the meetings they had at the UN was all about what's next, boys.
Yeah.
Because there's a big conference in France in December, and that's about the geoengineering and the chemtrails.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's where they're going to legalize it. If people don't get in there and start fucking protesting and you know.
Yeah, do something about it.
Yeah. So, in the climate control, climate change is big. You know, the Pope pushed that shit. You hear him pushing. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is a Pope pushing climate change?
I don't understand. The Pope puts his fucking nose in a
Go
lot of
business. Go talk about God, man.
Yeah,
you don't say shit about God.
Yeah. A lot of businesses don't seem like it's something that a religious figure is, you know, should really.
I don't
have any
remember
say
the. In. I've seen a few popes in my life, and I don't remember any of them talking about the political shit.
Yeah,
they just talk about love and peace. You know, feed the poor, which he talks about. That's fine, but we'll fucking do it then. You have more money than God, you asshole. You fucks. I mean, the Vatican is rich. He sits on a gold throne. Give that fucking throne to the homeless.
Yeah.
Feed some poor people with the goddamn money you got. Put your money where your mouth is. That's how you know they're full of shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any of these people, any of them single-handedly could end hunger.
Mm-hmm.
Any one of them.
Of course.
With their billions of dollars. They don't.
Nope.
Not part of the plan. None of them will step away from the fucking plan. So anyway, Pope, false prophet. Let's talk about false prophets, okay?
Yeah.
So, what is a false prophet? False prophet is exactly what we just said about the Pope. Someone who really comes in his own name with his own message, claiming to be a messenger of God.
Yeah.
And purporting to give God's message. But really they're giving their own egoic message, or the message of they're really controlled by people who are trying to control the world. So the Pope is one of them. I can't think of any other ones in, I mean, you can't say that Martin Luther King was a false prophet because they killed him. He was genuine.
Yeah.
John F. Kennedy was because they killed him.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't false prophets. The ones who are the false prophets, I hate to say it, are guys like Hitler.
realistically. Yeah. You have that cult of personality and the ability to lead millions of people into one direction. Mm-hmm. Okay. Most people say prophets are of God, but they don't always have to be.
No.
You know what I mean? It's just somebody who claims to be of a higher consciousness or higher, you know, has higher ideals and tries to lead the people to these higher ideals. You know, that's a prophet.
Yeah.
So I would say Hitler, false prophet. You know, the Pope, definitely false prophet right now. But let's talk about how there can be false prophets
in our world.
In our world,
in the alternative media, and a lot of the people that people who follow the alternative media trust a lot of the biggest names in alternative news and
right
public speakers, radio shows. You know, people that do like what we're doing here on a larger scale.
Right.
It's something that what it is for me is it's something that.
So go ahead.
Well, for me, it's something that for a minute I really did have a hard time understanding, and I still haven't really come to any conclusion on it, because we talk about like the guys that, you know, that people like listening to, that, you know, we sometimes listen to, like Alex Jones. You know, I'm a huge David Icke fan, you know, Jesse Ventura.
And the last one, Russell Brand.
Those are the big four.
Okay.
Yeah. And it seems like they're always matched with a lot of speculation, and people aren't sure if they're for real or not. And people are saying here's what confuses me though. I'll just get right to the point. What confuses me though is the mere factor that if they're coming out with information, like all the information that I suck in and I learn from these guys, most of it's stuff that you would think, you know, the powers to be wouldn't want to be said. It shouldn't get out there. They shouldn't be promoting anything that they're promoting, and it is a positive message. They are making money at it, but where I don't quite understand is where in that information they're giving us and what they're giving to the public, where are they fucking us exactly? Like, where's the catch is what I don't get.
Ah, the catch. Yeah. The catch hasn't come yet. Okay, the catch doesn't come till towards the end. So let me tell you how. Okay, so we named four people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Alex Jones, Jesse Ventura, David Icke, and Russell Brand.
Yeah.
And those are four that have always been suspected of.
Seems like Russell Brand, more so than the others, it seems like.
Well, because he was a celebrity.
Yeah, because of the world that he came from.
These other guys. And Jesse, well, he was a wrestler. They had a fucking
He said Russell Brand. He said, yeah, no, I know I've been a part of the charade, but I'm awake now, and that's the end of that.
Right.
But still, of course, that's where it stems from, is the celebrity world. You're fucking Katy Perry. You're in with all these people.
You were in the Olympic ceremony.
Yep.
You played the Eggman, the Walrus, Willy Wonka. You know, there's symbology behind
this
those.
That was all before he...
It was in 2012. Was right before he came out. So you understand, he has to come out because this is the code and tell you what he's going to do. What a better play. And that 2012 Olympics was a huge ritual. Huge, 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 because of December 21st, 2012 coming up. Huge, huge. Watch that fucking thing and your mind will be blown.
Yeah.
Of all the Illuminati shit that's in that, both the opening and the closing of the London Olympics.
And it was afterwards that he started with the protesting and the message.
That's when he started with, right afterwards. And right before it, though, is when he came out and said, I am the Eggman. I'm Willy Wonka. I'm going to lead you on a journey. Blah, 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 blah. I am going... They're false prophets, those guys.
Yeah. It's like telling you, I'm going to deceive you.
I'm going to deceive you. Right. Yeah. Yes. Right.
Yeah, but... keep in mind, I am very neutral
on
this.
Okay, so here's Russell Brand, all right? We'll start with him.
Yeah.
We'll start with the big guy.
I'm very neutral on this. I love these guys, right. Honestly.
Russell Brand also came out dressed in purple.
Yeah.
Now, purple, interesting, is what... The purple pill is what they call those in the alternative media who believe he is a shell. That's what they call Russell Brand's form of news.
Mm-hmm.
His message is the purple pill. It's a little bit of the red pill, a little bit of the blue pill mixed in. And it's just enough to get you, you could go either way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, pretty much. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. So he gives you the red pill with telling you what the fuck is wrong, showing you the bankers. He focuses mostly on the economic and the bankers, although he does touch on GMOs and that stuff. But then his solution is socialism. If you really listen to his message, his solution is their solution.
Okay.
Right. That's why it's the blue pill. Red pill, blue pill. Purple pill. He came dressed in purple. All right, so that's what he's giving. His solution is socialism. right?
Okay, so he's still kind of guiding you
in their direction using our medium, using the truth.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is very smart. Okay, so that's Russell Brand's trick there, giving you the purple pill. What's going to happen is eventually when the time comes, he's going to say, we've lost. We have no other choice. We might as well just give in.
So
he'll get killed. If he fucks up, they'll kill him. But, you know, I don't know.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, they'll kill him. You know when they fuck up, they'll get killed.
Right.
So, okay, so there's Russell Brand. I believe Russell Brand is a false prophet.
Completely.
Not 100%, but enough that his message and whether he's pushing you towards what they want.
Did you like him at all when he first started this for a minute there?
Yeah.
And then you just
until I saw the Olympic shit.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't watch the fucking Olympics. I didn't even I knew he was with Katy Perry and he had the Obey thing. I've seen the video of him with the Obey flashing it at the fucking camera. All that shit. And I knew he was a part of it. So yeah, I always had a suspicion of him, but I did like what he was saying for a while. He was spitting out a lot of truth, but it is true. His solution is socialism.
Yeah.
And that's what they want. Everybody to be equal on a low level.
All right. So
that's Russell.
Okay. So let me ask you this. So let's move on to, I've heard it seems like almost equally as much as they'll go after Russell Brand. I hear a lot of bad shit about Alex Jones.
At big time. Big time.
Yeah, it seems like apparently one of the big ones here that we can't fully trust, apparently.
Okay. Well, and there's reasons for that. Alex Jones, like me, I'm not going to lie, is a Roman Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to a Jesuit school, like me. I'm not going to lie. So he was raised by the Jesuits, and he knows all about them. Alex Jones was way ahead of the curve. He started that shit in 1997. Just a little website, you know, spewing out, you know, news and all that. He warned people that 9/11 was a false flag before it happened, et cetera, et cetera. That's one of the things that makes people suspicious, all right? Because they always have to warn the people somehow through some means, you know, like the Simpsons. So they had to infiltrate every area.
It's a lot more of a direct means.
Yeah, and there's been conspiracy theorists for years. I mean, you can read back books to the fucking 1920s, 1930s that will tell you about how this.
Yeah.
Usually they came out right after the Federal Reserve. I'm going to tell you, that's when the shit started, right after they put in the Federal Reserve. Then people started fucking realizing and then telling you how the world really worked. And you know, you can read this shit from way far back. So conspiracy theories, and this is nothing new, but Alex Jones came out with a lot of this stuff way ahead of his time. And he's been doing it for a long time. He has a huge following.
Yeah.
And he's never been fucked with. They don't fuck with him. Because that's one thing that makes people suspicious. The second thing about Alex Jones is he never touches the fucking Zionists. Never will fuck with Israel. Or ever. He will never fuck with the Zionists. And expose that part of the rabbit hole. Never.
David Icke will, but we'll
David
that
Icke
next.
Will, but he won't.
Yeah.
So Alex, he just won't touch it. You never hear him talk about it. People bring it up, he shuts them up, etc. Which makes people think that he is a Zionist and that he's secretly working for them. So those things put together, his message is rile up the people and get them for a revolution, basically. Right? He wants you to fight back, right?
Yeah,
if all those four guys, Russell Brand doesn't want a revolution. He doesn't tell you that, to go out and fight. It's love, right?
Yeah.
Love, love, love. David Icke doesn't tell you to go out and fight a revolution.
Noncompliance.
Right, noncompliance. That's his message. And Jesse Ventura doesn't tell you that.
Right.
And by the way, I don't think Jesse Ventura is a shill. He's the one out of the four who I don't. Mm-hmm. Okay? So Alex Jones is putting forth a message of revolution.
Mm-hmm.
That's the solution. Russell Brand is socialism and love. Alex Jones is straight up revolution. Fight the fucking power.
And obviously he's the most fucking aggressive and wild.
Right. Get your guns, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
That fits right into their plan.
They
want revolution. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's always their solution. Not the message. He's putting forth the fucking truth. Except the Zionists, he won't fuck with them.
Right.
And he doesn't fuck with aliens too much. this is why we're going to get to David Icke.
Okay.
So he definitely is doing what they want him to do, rile up the fucking public for a revolution. That's his role, you see. So each one has their own role. Russell Brand, socialism. And when the time comes, he's going to fucking spark him to the, you know what I mean? He's going to do his job.
Right.
So now we get to David Icke. David Icke been doing it for a long time, too.
Yeah.
He came out with the whole thing about how the world works and all that. He's been with that reptilian theory for a long, long fucking time. Mm-hmm. Right? Right. He's been selling that. That's what makes people think he's crazy. And if you notice, all these guys always have to come off and look like they're crazy.
Yeah. The mainstream media always. Well,
and that's how they come off.
Yeah.
Alex Jones is a raving lunatic. Every time
he's the worst, though.
Right. Every really. Time he, and Russell Brand looks like a fucking crazy ass drug addict hippie that only a certain sector of the people are going to listen to.
Yeah, because I know. So you're talking about the reptilian thing. On mainstream media, there are many things that David Icke touches on that you could bring up, and it's something that common people who aren't even awake would be able to relate to for the most part. Right. But they always jump to, and you believe the world's run by lizards. And it's like, fuck, you gotta bring him, intro it with that, and it's something that requires an hour long explanation. You give him 5 minutes to try to scramble his thoughts. You can make him seem like he's an idiot.
Right. But in reality, that's the part of his message that they want you to hear. That's the truth part.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well,
the world is run by extraterrestrials.
Yeah.
We are controlled by an extraterrestrial force, whether the fucking people want to believe it or not.
Yeah, what I'm trying to gather is the people that run this world and the people that you think might be behind some of these guys who are deceiving us and they are working for them. Is it sort of like, okay, we'll allow you to spread a little bit of truth, tell them a little bit of what's actually going on because now it's necessary because this is another tactic. You know, right. But like I said in the beginning, that's the thing that confused me immediately when somebody challenged any of these guys is it was like, why would they find it acceptable to let this information loose at all?
Because it's part of the plan.
It still
wakes people up,
though.
In order for the new world order to come in, the old world order has to go.
Right.
So they have to shake it up. They didn't expect the alternative media to happen the way it did after 9/11.
Yeah.
They really didn't, but the internet. So this is their way to combat that.
Yeah.
To go, you know what I mean?
Oh, I would just naturally think that it's bad to wake people up in their eyes.
No, they need some people awake. How are they going to create the change? How is it going to shift if everybody thinks the same?
Yeah.
They want to get everybody to thinking the same, but they have to, you know, shake shit up. This is why this is all happening now.
Mm-hmm.
So we, the alternative media, plays a very important part in their plan, believe it or not. But it's a question of the trigger point, and I don't know when that is. It's coming. When they really want to pull the fucking trigger, what these guys do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So Jesse, the reason I don't think Jesse is a shill.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, he's not that famous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's very low-key. And he actually talks the talk. Jesse Ventura moved out of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
and moved to Baja Cabo. Bought a fucking house that is completely 100% off the grid and sustainable. They can't fuck with him. He's barely on the internet. You only see when you see his broadcast, and that's when he's on the internet.
Yeah.
Fucking guy is 100% sustainable and living off the grid. He's off the radar right now. He only comes out when he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's a fucking shill for them. He's living it. He's doing it. He did it.
So yeah.
Exactly. Alex Jones still lives in Texas, has his compound.
Right.
David Icke is still right in England there. He's not high, you know, he's not left the country yet. Russell Brand's still right there in England, merry old England.
Yeah.
Jesse actually left. He left. He left the U.S. He got a fucking solar house. He grows food. He has a giant garden. I mean, he literally is living the way that he thinks that we should be living.
Yeah. So then do you think it really is just like a huge fucking mistake when they let him on television and mainstream media and he then goes blowing whistles and saying shit that he shouldn't say?
That's why they don't do it anymore. When's the last time you saw Jesse Ventura on mainstream?
No, it's I was the last time I saw
was when like, he exposed 9/11.
Like said, Piers Morgan,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
When he said every war is started with a false flag. So, just like 9/11 started the Iraq war.
Yeah, so I don't know.
They're not going to put him on anymore. Yeah. Because he doesn't act like that crazy of a lunatic. I mean, he talks some shit, but he doesn't get out there ranting and raving. And
no, he still keeps his senses about him. Alex Jones is right in Piers Morgan's fucking face. Yeah. And to a degree, it's like, fuck Piers Morgan, so that's cool. But then it's like, you know how people at home are going to be taking this. Like, here,
not
you have
serious. Yeah. And he does that on purpose. That's how they tell him to be.
Because then look at Piers Morgan just sitting back all cool and calm. And you're an idiot. It makes him look great.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But let me just ask real quick. Let me just go back just because this is my man here. This is one of my favorite guys out here putting out the message and everything. Where's David Icke's downfall? Do you think?
Because I'm on the fence about David Icke because I really like him too.
Yeah.
I just like the way he puts forth the message. I've seen him live. I went to the 6-hour show in California. It was great. Kept my attention the whole time. Didn't even lose me on the reptilians because I believe.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think he's doing a service by exposing what David Icke does, and I don't know if you know what he really does, is exposes a lot of these pedophiles and shit
in the
system.
Mm-hmm.
I think that needs to happen.
Absolutely.
I think that's part of the New World Order plan, is to get rid of, expose all that kind of stuff. But what they're trying to do now is make it normal. I don't know if you saw the promo video out there that said, I'm a pedophile, but I'm not a bad person because I don't act on my impulses, and it went viral and they're putting it on the news.
No, I haven't. That sounds whack.
Yeah. So he's exposing something that used to be like really, really, you know, underground secret. And they do that a lot. If you notice, they'll take something like transgender and all that shit that mm-hmm. used to be an underground kind of fucking thing. Expose it and then try to get the people used to it as something that's acceptable and normal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they've exposed a royal, I think Prince Andrew. They've exposed some TV personalities, Jimmy Sayreville and other government people. I mean, David Icke's done some shit with that, right? Yeah. So now I think they're going to start with the whole campaign to make pedophiles more accepted.
That's fucking wild, man. That's unbelievable.
Okay, that's just one of the things he does. Also exposing the reptiles. That helps them with the disclosure, for sure. If you notice, each one of them focuses on a certain part of the
more than the other.
None of them really give you the whole. Well, David Icke gives you the whole picture.
No, he does. Yeah, but still, that's what
including the Zionists.
Yeah, and that's what's become attached to him though. Is the
you notice Russell Brand never talks about the Zionists either.
Mm-mm.
Only David Icke talks about the Zionists, and fucking Jesse does.
Mm-hmm. They've called him anti-Semitic for it, of course. And everything, pull that card.
Yeah, and of course that's the sin of all sins. You can't talk bad about the fucking Jews, mm-hmm. right? Even though they talk bad about everybody else and their mother and they kill fucking people and do genocide, but you can't talk bad about them. Don't ask me why. Because the Muslims fucking sure can talk bad about them, and they do that too. They're both doing the same
shit.
It's
horrible, man, the way that people go after Muslims and everything, but that's natural.
But the Jews
now
can wipe out the fucking Palestine, and the Gaza Strip, just fucking bomb the shit out of them for no reason, for some fucking firecracker that they sent over from Hamas, or whatever. Yeah, whatever that fucking is. Hezbollah or whatever the fuck. Those fucking stupid names. But so, nobody fucks with Israel. When you fuck with Israel, you get called anti-Semite. You know what I mean? It's a lot of bullshit. A lot of bullshit. That's how they got people programmed. Israel can do no wrong. Oh, Israel does a ton of wrong. And, the Zionism, that spreads far beyond Judaism. The mm-hmm. actual Jewish religion.
Exactly.
You don't have to be a fucking Jew to be a Zionist.
Exactly. I don't know. People always just tie that right
They're
together.
They're Zionist Muslims.
Yeah.
So don't kid yourself. People think all the Muslims aren't involved in the New World Order. My ass. The Turkey. There are certain countries that are right in there that are Muslim countries that are part of the fucking New World Order that are playing right along with it. Turkey being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Don't kid yourself. Anybody, they're all involved in one way or another,
To an extent, let me just ask you this, I guess, in wrapping this up, because we're coming close to the end here. But is it the biggest critique for all of them? I think especially David Icke, because he's doing Wembley Arena. He does all these...
Right, how do they let him get away with it?
It's that Well, there's that, but I was actually just going to point out real quick that it just always seems like a big, huge critique there is that, well, they make money doing this. I guess I'm just going to ask you your personal opinion. Is it wrong to put out a message like this to try to wake people up and promote something positive, but then also make money off of it? That's, everybody goes after that. Like, you should just do everything for free.
No, you shouldn't do everything for free. You have to make a living.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't need to get rich off it. Now, I don't know that David Icke is rich. I don't know that he is. Apparently, he leads a very humble life, and mm-hmm. I don't really know that he is rich. But also, don't forget, part of this whole thing is the fame.
Yeah.
Remember, that's part of the promise: the fame, the fame, the fame, the fame. He's famous.
Yeah.
Alex Jones is famous. Russell Brand is famous. Jesse was famous, but he doesn't want to be famous anymore. That's why I don't think he's part of it. But
he's still somewhat of a notable person, but he ain't famous
anymore.
At this status right here, not really.
These guys still want to be famous. And that's what puts the red flag. They are famous for this. And fame is one of the things that is part of the promise. You know what I mean? Fame, fortune, and all that. And they do have it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So, you look at it that way. They're celebrities of the alternative media. Now, they're only going to let them get so big.
Yeah.
But they control everything. So they're allowing them to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And they are gaining a certain amount of fame. And fame is what they control.
Right. But here's one thing.
I'm not famous.
Yeah, but here's that's actually something to point out. I was going to point out right here is that where I get a little bit confused, though I do understand what you're saying, is where I get a little bit confused is right now, like if we're on the podcast here and if we have 500 people tune into this podcast, that's great. If we became famous, like extremely notable people, but that would greatly benefit the message that we're trying to do, because if we can go from 500 to 5,000 to a million, we would be, if we are famous, it would help the message we're trying to promote. Now, it of course, also, we could end
but
up...
But how do we get famous?
I'm just saying, if we did, it would help promote that message that we're trying to get out there.
But how famous can we get without them?
I'm not sure. Probably, I mean, not too huge, but I just kind of figured at that point, it's on you if you're going to take that...
We can
that,
get internet famous.
Yeah. No, I'm saying once you do have... You know, the audience that is listening to the message that you have, I think it's like, it's up to you, or if you're going to run with that fame, or if you're just going to be happy you have the fame, that you're a notable enough person that people are going to take what you're saying seriously. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's going to benefit the message or whatever you're trying to do, the more people that follow you, obviously.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But there's going to be a point, and I know I reached this point in the music business, where how famous do you want to be?
Yeah. And the consequences for it.
And what do you got to do to get there? How much money do you want to make? And what do you got to do to get there? You know what I mean? Alex Jones doesn't even promote the fact that he had a whole piece written on him in Rolling Stone magazine, one of the biggest fucking Illuminati shill magazines there is.
And it was a positive piece?
It was half and half, the way they promote it. You know, the way they pushed him.
Yeah.
And then he's on Piers Morgan. He's on The View. So.
Howard Stern.
So tell me, who controls all them? Who books the people on The View?
That's what it is.
Who books Piers Morgan? Who books Howard Stern? Them.
Yeah. There's not no fucking.
So how do you get the fuck
right? You're right.
David Icke. I don't know. He doesn't do anything over here, but in England, they don't even give him the fucking time of day on mainstream anymore.
They used to.
Mm-hmm. But the reptilian shit, they made him look crazy.
That killed it. Yeah.
And now they won't do it now because he's exposing pedophiles.
Mm-hmm.
They won't fucking touch. You'll never see him on mainstream TV or anything again. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed. So, I mean, you know, David Icke, like I said, I'm on the fence about him. You may see a bullet in his head someday. He may have done his job exposing it, and he may end up getting it. He's the type that might. Russell, I mean, he's on mainstream TV all the fucking... Look at him. He's doing a tour, dude. Please.
Yeah.
Calls himself Jesus Christ. What was his last fucking tour, right? Something about Jesus. And mm-hmm. and now it's rising again or whatever his tour. Come on, the second coming.
Come on.
Dude, that's the biggest shill in the fucking, the whole Jesus thing. He's playing that right off. So there's those two, Alex and Russell, I am sure of. Okay, I will tell you that right now. David Icke, I'm on the fence. Jesse, I don't believe is.
Yeah.
Okay. Glenn Beck's another one. He's in a whole nother league.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't even fuck. He's different. Because yeah. he's part of the mainstream, really. He wants to be part of the right. mainstream, but on the fringe.
So basically, as we move forward here, are we gonna be looking at a society following people like this, like the people that we're talking about, the celebrities of the alternative media and alternative world, and being like somewhat awake, but being pushed still in the direction,
yes.
the bad direction?
Yes.
Because that's still a world that, you know, that I'm... It would be uncomfortable.
Well, I'm going to flat out with, I'm letting our listeners know flat out what my message is, okay? Not revolution. Yes, noncompliance.
Mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out of here and go live sustainably wherever you can. Find or start a sustainable community and leave society. So that's my solution, okay? Just so everybody's clear. So I'm noncompliance. Get as far out of the fucking matrix as you can, right?
Yeah.
Even if you have to live in the matrix, in other words, try not to participate on it. Try to make your own yeah. money. Try to grow your own food. Do as much as you can to be sustainable here, but eventually get the fuck out of here and stay out of large cities.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing is, my message is not jump on the train. My message is not stand in front of the train. My message is get out of the way and watch from the hillside.
Yeah.
Watch while the destruction happens. That's my message. Get the fuck out and shout and tell people and try to bring people up to the hill.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Bring them up to the fucking hill. Don't go down into the war zone.
Right.
Rescue people. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm about. So that's it. Okay, there's my message, folks. No socialism, none of that shit. Be your own person. Self, sufficiency with community and love for everyone else. With that...
This has been a good ass
podcast.
We'll
see you next
man.
Week, my friends.
Later, everybody.